We'll continue our series through Micah. We looked at chapters 1 and 2 last week, a little bit of an introduction to the whole book. We're looking, slowing down now and looking at a chapter at a time. And this week, chapter 3. I've got a number of bits where I'm going to want you to do some contribution and looking at the passage. Don't just sit back and go, this is the bit where I can just go, this is the bit where you have to engage even more than you have been already. So, themes of Micah from last week, two main themes. They were my two headings. What are the two main themes of Micah? Judgment is one, and the other is? Hope. Yeah, redemption, salvation, hope. Judgment and hope. I said the book is structured in a series of messages where you get a description of what God's people are doing wrong, so specifying their sin, and talking about the judgment that is to come. It's a book that reminds us that God will punish sin, and we saw that last time. But at the end of each of those comes a promise of hope. Beyond that punishment comes restoration, renewal, forgiveness. And hence we looked at a couple of verses just in our meditation earlier on and reflection about the end of the book. Who's like you who will forgive our sin? So there are some hard and sobering things to see, but always through them is God's graciousness and his promise of renewal and restoration. That's the theme of the book. And chapter 3 is a specific section that is all judgment on the leaders of Israel. The section goes on into the section of hope again, which we'll get onto next time, but we're going to slow down and just have a look at this section specifying the sin of the leaders and the judgment that's going to come on them. See, there are two main groups that are spoken about here. Did you spot who they were? Two main groups that are spoken about? What are they? The leaders, generally, verse 1, leaders or rulers, and they're spoken of later on. Who's the other main group? Prophets, verse 5, the prophets. If you glance down to verse 11, you'll see that actually we also get priests mentioned, leaders, priests, and prophets. And those three together really are the main groups that led God's people in the Old Testament, with the leaders making kind of general decisions, deciding disputes, ruling. The priests, particularly mediating in sacrifices, but they also taught the people. And prophets who brought God's word to the people. Those three together were the sort of the leadership of God's people in the Old Testament. And the focus is here on the leaders and the prophets that the priests get a mention as well. Well, the first couple of verses then speak about what the leaders are doing wrong. So I'd like you just to turn to your neighbor, or if you prefer not to, just reflect yourself. You haven't got long, you've only got maybe 30 seconds or a minute. Just glance down, the first couple of verses. What are the leaders doing wrong? I don't just repeat what it says to me. Look, talk to your neighbor. What's your description of what they're doing wrong? Talk with your neighbor. Go. Okay. It's not really complicated. Just want to get you looking at the passage. What are they doing wrong? They hate good and love evil. Keep going, other ways of putting it. So they've decided to start eating people. So they've become cannibals. Well, have that. Let's not just. I mean, that's fine, Jonathan. Not a problem. Not a problem. What do you think it means, Jonathan? Someone help him. Abusing people, using people for their own ends. Yeah? Any other thoughts on what they're doing wrong? ways of modifying that? Thanks, John. John's jumped ahead very wisely to verse 9, so that we don't think they're actually cannibals, and said that there it's described that they despise justice, distort all that is right, build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. So there is this violence going on somehow towards the people. Anything else to add on what they're doing wrong? Yeah.
What they say, how people treat
them? In what way? Yes. Yeah, we'll come back to that with the prophets more so, but in verse 11, her leaders judge for a bribe. So they will, you know, what decisions they make all depends on how you're going to treat them. These guys can be bought. So look, here's a horrible picture of leaders who ought to be those, verse 1, who know justice, but actually who hate good and love evil. That's God's description of them. My kind of broad heading here is these are leaders who exploit. And that's particularly then in how this lack of justice is shown. Second half of verse 2, they tear the skin from my people, the flesh from their bones, they eat them, they chop them up for the pot. And it's a gruesome image of treating people, you know, like some animal that you're just going to eat, or some animal where you can just, you can whip it and flay its skin in some way. These are the people they're talking about. And as we've just said, it is in some way because they are distorting justice. They're deciding, you know, against people because someone else has paid them. It's resulting in violence. Now, we don't know exactly what they were doing in practice. We saw last week that there was some land barons going on, robbing people of their houses and their lands. Maybe it's part of that. But whatever it is, you don't want these guys ruling you. This is horrible. These are leaders who are exploiting people for their own ends. Now, of course, if we kind of looked back in the Bible, what these leaders are supposed to be doing, if we read things in, say, the book of Deuteronomy about the rulers of Israel, they're supposed to be those who know and love what is right.